Glory to Jesus Christ. One priest from Slovakia, he posted on Facebook some kind of his experience. He had one man, he asked him to give his testimony about conversion in his life. After a liturgy in the church, and it was a Roman Catholic church, filled with a lot of people there, I don't know how many, but it's a big parish. And this man agreed and he gave a really very powerful testimony about his way from bad life to life to Christ. And this priest wrote, I saw people crying in the pews. I saw people who were moved by this story. A lot of people told me that how it was powerful for them, how this story touched them, this testimony. And he said, well, this was on Sunday. And I was waiting whole week, but nobody came to me with desire, what can I do to change my life because I want to have the same life as that man has. And he said, this is how we live now. We are touched and we are pleased when we see those things, when we hear those things about this return, this conversion, about this heroic things which some people do because they found that Christ can heal them and give them new life. But we are touched and moved, but we don't do the same. And I think that this is a little bit true. Not a little bit, this is really true. Because we want to keep our own life. We want to keep life as it is. And many times Christ comes to us through many occasions. And Christ comes to us and he says, well, just his presence can heal us. And we can see as those people from that land who could see that those dangerous, possessed men were healed. And in God's real life, we can see this and hear these testimonies around us. But we act like those people there. We ask Christ to live. Many times, you know, we know, and it's reminded to us so many times that the prayer is way how to receive grace and to come closer to Christ. But, well, many times evening, you know, if this thought comes to our mind, we tell the thought which came from Christ, well, not today, I'm too tired, go away. We know what is right, what is God command, but we say to Christ, if this thought comes, not because I have different plans. I have to do it differently. And we send him away. We know what is right, what is correct. We know and understand gospel. But if it comes to real life, we tell him, go away because it is not comfortable to do it for me because it means sacrifice. And then we are losing something what we should have. We are losing this sharpness of our lives, which attracts others to come to Christ. And if we are so weak, how people who don't have what we have, how weak they can happen? How many we don't realize how people who are without God, how they depend on us. Because without that, life, those who are without Christ, goes crazy. Some kind of reporter, a man who works for a newspaper, he made a documentary movie, and he visited three states in Europe: Finland, Germany, and Holland. And what was the purpose? He was trying to find out what is the level of religious life in those three countries. Well, it was very sad what he found. It was very sad what he commented. And then in the end, he said, no wonder that whole world goes crazy if this world lost support of Christians. And this is true. And we have to admit that we, many times we are so open even, not only to our way of life, that to this ignorance of these advices which Christ is giving us, and not only that, that we are even open to heresies which we put to our life. So many bad way of thinking about spiritual life, about life with Christ, is in our head, which causes that we are losing even goal of our life, meaning of our life. Let me tell you, I remind you, only one heresy. I call it heresy because it is. Look, what you can hear around yourself. Or if somebody dies, what can you hear? Surely that man or this woman goes to heaven because it was good person. It was good person. What is good person? What is good? Many times we think that it is enough to do some good things and heaven is open. That God must accept this person because this person gave $20 to homeless person, or he helped family, or he helped friend, or he was kind to his children, or he was kind to his friends. Sure, God must receive him to eternal life, but it's not teaching of gospel. Because if good deeds would open our for us heaven, then we would not need Christ to come on this earth. There is no reason for Christ to become man and to for our salvation. There is no need for cross. His sacrifice would be meaningless if good deeds open doors for our for heaven. And you cannot find it in the gospel. You cannot find it in scripture. What is true is that that one who believes in him has eternal life. Who believes in him has eternal life. This is teaching gospel. But you know what we say? Oh, it's fine. It's good person. You know, so then if we have this attitude, it doesn't matter to which church we are going. If you're going to true Orthodox church, I mean, which teaches good teaching, or he goes to church founded by a man who teaches what they want, or we go nowhere, everything's fine because we are good persons. Then we don't need church, we don't need Christ, we don't need anybody. And especially what is good. We are putting these rulers. It seems to me that it is good. It seems to me, I feel that this is good, so it is good, and God must accept that. But many times it is good because we see it through our pride, through our lack of knowledge. We consider things good, you know, and they are not really good. Good things in the Christian faith are those things, good deeds are those deeds, which comes out from keeping of commandments. Deeds, what I do because I keep commandments, those are good deeds. Others not. If I do things before because of Christ, because of my faith, if my deeds are byproduct of my faith, then it is good. And they have value, and they are important. But look, and this is only one of many heresies which are in our mind, which we say many times. We act according to these heresies. And it is no wonder that we don't strive, we don't try to love Christ. This is why we send him away so easily. You know how many times it is that there is like feast during weekdays. And we say, no, I don't go. Because it's not my habit to come to a church during weekdays. We send Christ away. We don't go because, well, I have another plans. I would need to reschedule something. Or we prefer many other things and we don't come. We say that we love Christ, but church is empty. We say that we love Christ, but we don't use each opportunity to be with him. Can you see this hypocrisy? But it is not bad intention. We have to just to be reminded of that. Because through time, we were led by these heresies. If this heresy that it's enough to be good person, is enough to go to heaven, it leads to this that I don't need Christ anymore. I don't need him. I'm good person. He will take me to heaven. But it's not true. Heaven is relationship with Christ. How I love him in this measure, how I love him in this measure, I will get eternal life. But we can say, well, this is a huge criticism, and it is, and we need to be reminded by that. Because we have to change this. How can we change this? How can we change this state where our faith, our Christianity in Western civilization went so down to lowest almost point? How can we change this? And today we celebrate Feast of St. John the Baptist, and we know what happened. John Baptist came to prepare way for Christ. He came to Jews who had scriptures, who were taught by prophets, who were told about everything, who got rules for life, who got commandments from God, who got everything God could prepare, give to people at that time to prepare them for Christ. For salvation. But John the Baptist had to come and to remind them what is true. To give this testimony of Christ, to prepare a way. Why prepare a way? Because they slide down. And they lost understanding of the law. They didn't understand and they didn't want. And what he did, he was baptizing them, Jews, in a sign of repentance, changing of life. And he was tough. And he said truth. He reminded what is coming. And we need for today, for this time, whole church needs again these prophets to start to listen to these prophets which calls us back, which calls and they show us what is heresy in our life, what is bad understanding of our relationship with God, what is bad understanding of the church, of purpose of our life. We need to hear these prophets again. But, you know, God is not going to send another prophet like John the Baptist. He was the last one because everything was fulfilled. But we do have prophets we can listen. Look around yourself. Each saint is prophet for us. Each saint gives us testimony through their life, how we should live. And we have wonderful holy teachers who teach us how to live our relationship with God. They teach clearly. And we should listen to them because they can change our life. We started, maybe many of you know, and there's a lot of people who come on Mondays, this study. It's not study book, it's formation. And we go very slowly because we want to go to depth, to study what about our spiritual life. And I could see in the beginning that many were like shaken because it was really tough, but it's true. This is true. We don't play on emotions, excitement, or good feelings. We are learning about truth, how to live our faith, how to be with Christ. But, you know, I told in the first, when we had first meeting, this book, this teaching, will change your life. And during last month, I think it was three people who reminded me that. They told me, you said this and it is true. And I can see that it is true. Well, this is way for us. We all have to return back to sources. We have to put to the trash these are mindsets, these are way how we think about God, about spiritual life, about our relationship with God. And we should be renewed by true teaching and be willing to follow it. Then we will have power and we will not have courage to send Christ away when he comes to heal us, when he comes to change our lives. When he comes with his grace, we will take it because we will know that it is something great and good for your lives. Amen.